The pictures from last weekend's barbecue. Your grandmother's address. Where tonight's dinner will be. The cloud has become home to all our most important information. All of those who live in cyberspace, that is. But what happens when the virtual filing cabinet documenting your whole life gets hacked? The recent hacking of an American toy manufacturer, which made cloud-based toys, has brought the issue of digital privacy back into sharp focus. Australian security experts are warning that national data breach laws don't go far enough. Danny Tran reports.
Now, staying in touch is easy and fun with Cloud Pets. Just record a message.
Hope you had a good day at school. I miss you.
And send to the cloud. In just seconds, it floats down to the app on your smart device, allowing you.
They're billed as the message you can hug. But the hacking of US toy manufacturer Cloud Pets is anything but cuddly.
When you sign up to go ahead and use it, you're required to put in the child's first name, fortunately not last name, and their date of birth, fortunately without year. So, I mean, it's limited the amount of information it takes. But from what I understand, there's really nothing securing their database. And you know, as a parent, that's extremely troubling to me.
Neil Wettstein is a father of two from New Jersey in the United States.
It was actually a Christmas present from my mother to them. And I thought it would be something fun. My mom lives about an hour away and my in-laws live about an hour away in a separate direction. And I thought it would be a fun little thing for them to be able to communicate with them, which is definitely the seems to be the purpose of the toy, just to have a fun little way to get a message from mom or pop up or their wheezy once in a while.
But things stopped being fun when it was revealed Cloud Pets had been hacked, exposing the data of numerous children and parents to the world. For Neil Wettstein, the breach is a troubling development and raises questions about the security of cloud-based services.
I don't use the cloud much for personal storage, and I think this is really just a reminder of why, you need to be really careful with what you use or put up into the cloud. Fortunately, there was very limited information about my children put in there.
Troy Hunt is an independent security researcher from the Gold Coast.
All of these voice recordings are stored on the internet, and the database, which effectively unlocks them all, was left open without a password facing the internet, and many people found it.
The Cloud Pets hack is one of several recent high-profile data breaches to have reignited the online privacy debate. The Australian Red Cross has been a victim, as has the cloud storage giant Dropbox and networking website LinkedIn. Troy Hunt was himself a victim of the Red Cross data breach.
It's a combination of lack of competency on behalf of the people building the systems and also lack of oversight insofar as people could make these mistakes and no one found it until it was potentially malicious parties.
The federal government's recently passed an amendment to the Privacy Act, which forces agencies and organisations to tell people if they've been affected by a data breach where there's a likely risk of serious harm. But he believes Australia's current policy settings are still not up to scratch.
And the laws that we will have coming in shortly have some pretty big holes in them, along the lines of things like, well, if the company is not that big, it might be a bit burdensome for them to have to tell people that they lost their data, which is just an unfathomable sort of place to be in.
On its website, the company, which makes Cloud Pets, says no voice recordings were accessed by hackers, but conceded a small number of users with very simple or easily guessed passwords could be affected. Neil Wettstein is urging people to be wary of what they put on the internet and into the cloud.
My wife's viewpoint that I'm starting to come around to is, why do you have to put the internet in everything, and does it really need it? And I think that's kind of the big lesson for me, and the big takeaway is, don't put the internet in everything. It doesn't need to be there.
Neil Wettstein, ending Danny Tran's report, and the PM's contacted the Attorney General George Brandis for a response.